Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of family, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know, sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the broad way, put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. We got this powerful message talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on today. So I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise God. Now there's power in the name of Jesus to change lives and make your life brand new. Yes, sir. There's power in that name. Praise God. Jesus come in us, take out sin by the root. Place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. Cause us to live holy in a sinful world. Yes, sir. Praise God. Amen. If the Lord can take fish and keep fish fresh in salt water, amen, ocean. I'm telling you, the Lord can keep us free from sin in a sinful world. Amen. Praise God. Jesus come to take the sin out the sinner. Amen. If you can't live right, you need to get Jesus in your soul so Jesus can take sin out of you because you can't catch no devil up in heaven. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. If you die in your sins, sad time. Amen. I'm telling you, sad time. But Jesus come to fix it so you can get saved, be sanctified, get filled with the Holy Ghost. So be ready when Jesus come. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Gospel according to St. John 16:33. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. I am in the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Now, Jesus come to overcome the world and let you know, praise God, amen. Even though you have problems in this world, but Jesus come to give you strength to overcome it. And when Jesus give you strength to overcome it, you can live holy and live right. Amen. I preach it. I put it on radio how it's important for church people to live holy. If you're a Christian, people need to see some signs. Amen. There's a difference in a Christian and an unbeliever. And people need to understand and know that. If you act like the world, where's the change in you? If you still fornicating like they do, you still using profanity like they do, where's the change? But when Jesus come in us, we're not like them. Amen. How can you be saved if you're still mingling with the world crowd? And acting like they do, laughing at jokes like they do. I'm telling you, when Christ come in you, it makes it cause you to separate yourself from the world. You don't be entertained by worldly entertainments. But the Lord will give you inheritance among them that are sanctified. And therefore, you'll be among the holy people. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Because Jesus makes the change. He makes the change. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, he makes the change. But you got some church folks trying to mingle with the world and try to be with the world crowd and try to be among them. Amen. And instead of them trying to save them, the world is converting them back into the old life of sin again. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. But Jesus come to bring you out. Bring you out of the world. Bring you out of sin. Praise God. I'm telling you. 2 Corinthians 6:14, missionary Velvet. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians 6:14? What did he say? Praise God. Amen. Come tell you, people need to understand Christ makes a difference. I'm telling you, Christ makes a difference.
2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Y'all hear what that Bible said? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I'm telling you, how can you be a Christian if you're still partying with the world? You're still going to ball games like the world do. Amen. You're hollering and carrying on like the world do. Amen. Christ makes a change. It makes a difference. You don't be carrying on like they do. Amen. Acting like they do. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
But what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship have righteousness with unrighteous?
And what communion has light with darkness?
What communion has light with darkness? Now, how can you be a Christian if, amen, they drinking drinking at Christmas party, and you there with them, and they drinking alcohol and drinking beer, and you be out there with them? Huh? Glory to God, amen. Don't you know Christ makes a change? Amen. Well, I'm going to eat some peanuts with them. Suppose they sprinkle beer on the peanuts. Amen. You will eat peanuts with beer sprinkled on it? Huh? Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, Christ makes a change. It makes a difference. Don't you know when Christ come in you, you'll pull and separate yourself from the devil's crowd? I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to don't be unequally yoked together. That's what the Bible said. What did the Bible say, Missionary Reverend? What did it say?
And what concord has Christ with Belial?
Amen. What concord has Christ with Belial, which is idols? Amen.
But what part has he that believeth with an infidel?
What part have you that believeth with an infidel? A person that don't believe in God. Don't believe in, no. Amen. You got some people don't believe in hell. Hell don't exist with some people. And some folk don't believe in heaven. What fellowship you got with somebody like an infidel, like that?
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
Amen. What agreement has the temple of God with those that want to worship idols?
For ye are the temple of the living God.
But we, the Lord want to live in us, want to live in our body. We are the temple. Our bodies are the temple of the living God.
As God has said, dwell in them.
I will dwell. He want to live in us.
Walk in them.
He want to walk in us.
I will be their God.
I'll be their God.
And they shall be my people.
In other words, God want 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants you to serve him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wherefore, come out from among them.
He said, come out from among them.
And be ye separate.
And be ye separate, saith the Lord.
And touch not the unclean thing.
And touch not the unclean thing.
And I will receive you.
And I shall receive you.
And you will be a father. It would be a father unto you.
And God said, I'll be a father unto
and
you.
And ye shall be my sons and daughters.
And you shall be my sons and daughters.
Says the Lord Almighty.
That's what God said. God wants you to separate yourself. You hear me? Some people think, well, I'm more holier than you. Amen. Yes, we are, amen. We are clean people. We are sanctified folk. And you can be sanctified too. Amen. If you come out from the world, because you cannot serve God in your sins. You can't go to heaven in your sins. Praise God. But Jesus come to bring us out of sin. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Don't you know when Christ come in us, our life changes? Amen. We're not like the world. We don't act like the world. Amen. We don't carry on like the world. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Because Christ makes a difference. You hear me? Christ makes a difference. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise God. It's a powerful message. I know it's a powerful message. Praise God. It's a heart, a soul-stirring message. Amen. Because when Jesus come in us, amen, we're not the same no more. Glory to God, amen. Because, amen, Jesus makes a difference in our life. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood.
that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from, amen, drugs and alcohol. Lord, deliver them from stealing, lust of the flesh. Lord, deliver them from it. Lord, cast the devil out that homosexual. Lord, cast the devil out that lesbian. Make a man out that homosexual. Make a woman out that lesbian. Lord, knowing that you made male and female, Lord, let us go and live our lives the way you made us. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for one, he would do it for another. And Jesus loves each and every one of us. No matter what we are in, what we are bound with, Jesus loves you. And he's able to deliver and set free. You believe that and seek him for yourself. And you call on the name of Jesus and he will answer you. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. And he is there for you. Those in the free will, thank you for the prayer and support of our ministry. You pray for us as we pray for you, and God can provide your every need. He is there for you no matter what. And he will say he will be there with you lo until the end of the world. Jesus is there for you in the whole wide world. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Please believe and accept that. There is nothing too hard for my God can do. He can answer every situation, every problem you have. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors that we might get into more jails and prisons to pray in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And pray for those that's, amen, working in these jails and prisons. I'm telling you, because their job is not easy. Because some of these jails and prisons, I'm telling you, those of y'all that's out there in the free world may not realize it, but some of these jails and prisons are really rough. I'm telling you, they're really rough. So therefore, the workers need prayer. So, y'all that can get a prayer through, pray for those that's working in these jails and prisons. Pray for our law enforcement officers. Amen. Because their job not easy. Amen. Out there dealing with the people. Praise God. And pray for Missionary Velvet and myself that we may be able to get into the jails and prisons, more jails and prisons, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Amen. Till the next broadcast, the chapter, William on along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.